Welcome! Today we're going to explore the top countries that are absolutely magical to visit during the fall season. Whether you're a fan of vibrant foliage, cozy sweater weather, or cultural festivities, we've got you covered. 1. Netherlands. As autumn arrives in Utrecht, the canals take on a splendid array of yellow, red, and orange hues. These canals, originating from the 12th century, boast a unique feature: their charming wares and wharf sellers. 2. Tel Aviv, Israel. When the summer sun begins to wane, Tel Aviv offers an extended beach season that's hard to resist. Along the Riviera-style seashore promenade, you'll find carefree joggers, boutique shops, and exceptional restaurants serving fresh Mediterranean cuisine. A gentle breeze sweeps across the beaches that line the coast, creating perfect temperatures. 3. Novosibirsk, Russia. Although Novosibirsk is famous for its bitterly cold winters, it celebrates the Indian summer, from mid-September to mid-October. While often just a brief stop on the Trans-Siberian route, Novosibirsk is worthy of exploration. The golden sunset bathes the silver dome and massive columns of the Opera and Ballet Theater, Russia's largest building. 4. Seville, Spain. With its 40 Celsius summer weather, Seville is best enjoyed at nearby beaches like Matalascayas. However, planning your visit a month or two later is ideal. The air is filled with the scent of orange blossoms, plazas buzz with locals sipping chilled beer and nibbling on tapas, and the nights are long and balmy. 5. Belfast, Northern Ireland. As winter slowly makes its presence known, you'll find hints of its arrival in the autumn landscape of Belfast. Towering over the city, a hike up Black Mountain offers panoramic views stretching across the city to the Strangford Lock inlets. Enjoy sea safari on the water, or take a leisurely stroll along the orange-hued shoreline, then pop into the Crown Liquor Saloon to warm up with a spiced gin cocktail. 6. Ontario, Canada. Embrace the transformation brought by autumn in Canada's Ontario province from late September through October. Not far from Toronto, Algonquin Provincial Park covers 7,725 square kilometers of dense forests, rivers, and lakes. Canoe along its waters for the best views of maple trees and red oaks. 7. Mount Fuji, Japan. Autumn brings a blend of red leaves and tranquil blue waters around Mount Fuji in Japan. The annual Fuji Autumn Leaves Festival celebrates the stunning red of cherry and maple trees in the area. Enjoy late night from food stalls beneath the brightly lit trees, creating a romantic atmosphere at the foot of the mountain. 1. Netherlands. As autumn arrives in Utrecht, the canals take on a splendid array of yellow, red, and orange hues. These canals, originating from the 12th century, boast a unique feature: their charming wares and wharf sellers. 2. Tel Aviv, Israel. When the summer sun begins to wane, Tel Aviv offers an extended beach season that's hard to resist. Along the Riviera-style seashore promenade, you'll find carefree joggers, boutique shops, and exceptional restaurants serving fresh Mediterranean cuisine. A gentle breeze sweeps across the beaches that line the coast, creating perfect temperatures. 3. Novosibirsk, Russia. Although Novosibirsk is famous for its bitterly cold winters, it celebrates the Indian summer, from mid-September to mid-October. While often just a brief stop on the Trans-Siberian route, Novosibirsk is worthy of exploration. The golden sunset bathes the silver dome and massive columns of the Opera and Ballet Theater, Russia's largest building. 4. Seville, Spain. With its 40 Celsius summer weather, Seville is best enjoyed at nearby beaches like Matalascayas. However, planning your visit a month or two later is ideal. The air is filled with the scent of orange blossoms, plazas buzz with locals sipping chilled beer and nibbling on tapas, and the nights are long and balmy. 5. Belfast, Northern Ireland. As winter slowly makes its presence known, you'll find hints of its arrival in the autumn landscape of Belfast. Towering over the city, a hike up Black Mountain offers panoramic views stretching across the city to the Strangford Lock Inlets. Enjoy sea safari on the water or take a leisurely stroll along the orange-hued shoreline, then pop into the Crown Liquor Saloon to warm up with a spiced gin cocktail. 6. Ontario, Canada. Embrace the transformation brought by autumn in Canada's Ontario province from late September through October. Not far from Toronto, Algonquin Provincial Park covers 7,725 square kilometers of dense forests, rivers, and lakes. Canoe along its waters for the best views of maple trees and red oaks. 7. Mount Fuji, Japan. Autumn brings a blend of red leaves and tranquil blue waters around Mount Fuji in Japan. The annual Fuji Autumn Leaves Festival celebrates the stunning red of cherry and maple trees in the area. Enjoy late night from food stalls beneath the brightly lit trees, creating a romantic atmosphere at the foot of the mountain. Welcome! Today we're going to explore the top countries that are absolutely magical to visit during the fall season. Whether you're a fan of vibrant foliage, cozy sweater weather, or cultural festivities, we've got you covered. 1. Netherlands. As autumn arrives in Utrecht, the canals take on a splendid array of yellow, red, and orange hues. These canals, originating from the 12th century, boast a unique feature: their charming wares and wharf sellers. 2. Tel Aviv, Israel. When the summer sun begins to wane, Tel Aviv offers an extended beach season that's hard to resist. Along the Riviera-style seashore promenade, you'll find carefree joggers, boutique shops, and exceptional restaurants serving fresh Mediterranean cuisine. A gentle breeze sweeps across the beaches that line the coast, creating perfect temperatures. 3. Novosibirsk, Russia. Although Novosibirsk is famous for its bitterly cold winters, it celebrates the Indian summer from mid-September to mid-October. While often just a brief stop on the Trans-Siberian route, Novosibirsk is worthy of exploration. The golden sunset bathes the silver dome and massive columns of the Opera and Ballet Theater, Russia's largest building. 4. Seville, Spain. With its 40 Celsius summer weather, Seville is best enjoyed at nearby beaches like Matalascayas. However, planning your visit a month or two later is ideal. The air is filled with the scent of orange blossoms, plazas buzz with locals sipping chilled beer and nibbling on tapas, and the nights are long and balmy. 5. Belfast, Northern Ireland. As winter slowly makes its presence known, you'll find hints of its arrival in the autumn landscape of Belfast. Towering over the city, a hike up Black Mountain offers panoramic views stretching across the city to the Strangford Lock Inlets. Enjoy sea safari on the water or take a leisurely stroll along the orange-hued shoreline, then pop into the Crown Liquor Saloon to warm up with a spiced gin cocktail. 6. Ontario, Canada. Embrace the transformation brought by autumn in Canada's Ontario province from late September through October. Not far from Toronto, Algonquin Provincial Park covers 7,725 square kilometers of dense forests, rivers, and lakes. Canoe along its waters for the best views of maple trees and red oaks. 7. Mount Fuji, Japan. Autumn brings a blend of red leaves and tranquil blue waters around Mount Fuji in Japan. The annual Fuji Autumn Leaves Festival celebrates the stunning red of cherry and maple trees in the area. Enjoy late night from food stalls beneath the brightly lit trees, creating a romantic atmosphere at the foot of the mountain.
So we summarize all the time in our daily lives. You may summarize something interesting that you read in the news, or you may summarize a movie plot line for a friend, or a lesson for a classmate who has been sick and missed the class. And at some point in your academic career, you will have to write a summary, which is something that a lot of students find difficult. So I thought I would give you some tips on how to write an effective, successful summary. All right, now, it's important to remember that a summary needs to be clear to someone who has not read, seen, or heard the original material. Now, you have to include all of the essential information that a person would need to understand without reading the original source. So you have to include all of the main points. Now, that's pretty much what a summary is. It's important also to remember that you shouldn't go beyond the main points. It's important that a summary be as brief as possible, so you don't want to get too specific with details like numbers, statistics, dates, figures, that kind of thing, unless it's absolutely necessary for the reader to understand it. Remember that a summary needs to be concise, brief. You don't want to be too descriptive. All right, so a good summary should follow and maintain good paragraph structure. So you want a topic sentence, and supporting sentences, and a concluding sentence. Now, it's important for the topic sentence of a summary to identify itself as a summary. So you should include the title or the author or the speaker of the original material in your topic sentence. And then the supporting sentences are the main points. And it's important to try to follow the same order that the information is presented in the original material, again, if possible. There are times, perhaps, if you're summarizing a story, where the original story is not in chronological order, and it may make it easier for the reader to understand it if you change the order. But in general, you want to keep the same order. Now, also, in a summary, you should be paraphrasing. You should not be using direct quotes from the original material, and you should not be copying and pasting sentences right from the original. You should be using your own words. And last, it's important for a good summary to be objective, meaning you should not include your opinion in a summary. Remember that you're just reporting information from someone else's piece of writing or a lecture. So if you follow these tips, you'll be that much more likely to write a successful summary. So if you want practice with summaries, follow the link at the end of this video. So we summarize all the time in our daily lives. You may summarize something interesting that you read in the news, or you may summarize a movie plot line for a friend, or a lesson for a classmate who has been sick and missed the class. And at some point in your academic career, you will have to write a summary, which is something that a lot of students find difficult. So I thought I would give you some tips on how to write an effective, successful summary. All right, now, it's important to remember that a summary needs to be clear to someone who has not read, seen, or heard the original material. Now, you have to include all of the essential information that a person would need to understand without reading the original source. So you have to include all of the main points. Now, that's pretty much what a summary is. It's important also to remember that you shouldn't go beyond the main points. It's important that a summary be as brief as possible, so you don't want to get too specific with details like numbers, statistics, dates, figures, that kind of thing, unless it's absolutely necessary for the reader to understand it. Remember that a summary needs to be concise, brief. You don't want to be too descriptive. All right, so a good summary should follow and maintain good paragraph structure. So you want a topic sentence, and supporting sentences, and a concluding sentence. Now, it's important for the topic sentence of a summary to identify itself as a summary. So you should include the title or the author or the speaker of the original material in your topic sentence. And then the supporting sentences are the main points. And it's important to try to follow the same order that the information is presented in the original material, again, if possible. There are times, perhaps, if you're summarizing a story, where the original story is not in chronological order, and it may make it easier for the reader to understand it if you change the order. But in general, you want to keep the same order. Now, also, in a summary, you should be paraphrasing. You should not be using direct quotes from the original material, and you should not be copying and pasting sentences right from the original. You should be using your own words. And last, it's important for a good summary to be objective, meaning you should not include your opinion in a summary. Remember that you're just reporting information from someone else's piece of writing or a lecture. So if you follow these tips, you'll be that much more likely to write a successful summary. So if you want practice with summaries, follow the link at the end of this video. So we summarize all the time in our daily lives. You may summarize something interesting that you read in the news, or you may summarize a movie plot line for a friend, or a lesson for a classmate who has been sick and missed the class. And at some point in your academic career, you will have to write a summary, which is something that a lot of students find difficult. So I thought I would give you some tips on how to write an effective, successful summary. All right, now, it's important to remember that a summary needs to be clear to someone who has not read, seen, or heard the original material. Now, you have to include all of the essential information that a person would need to understand without reading the original source. So you have to include all of the main points. Now, that's pretty much what a summary is. It's important also to remember that you shouldn't go beyond the main points. It's important that a summary be as brief as possible, so you don't want to get too specific with details like numbers, statistics, dates, figures, that kind of thing, unless it's absolutely necessary for the reader to understand it. Remember that a summary needs to be concise, brief. You don't want to be too descriptive. All right, so a good summary should follow and maintain good paragraph structure. So you want a topic sentence, and supporting sentences, and a concluding sentence. Now, it's important for the topic sentence of a summary to identify itself as a summary. So you should include the title or the author or the speaker of the original material in your topic sentence. And then the supporting sentences are the main points. And it's important to try to follow the same order that the information is presented in the original material, again, if possible. There are times, perhaps, if you're summarizing a story, where the original story is not in chronological order, and it may make it easier for the reader to understand it if you change the order. But in general, you want to keep the same order. Now, also, in a summary, you should be paraphrasing. You should not be using direct quotes from the original material, and you should not be copying and pasting sentences right from the original. You should be using your own words. And last, it's important for a good summary to be objective, meaning you should not include your opinion in a summary. Remember that you're just reporting information from someone else's piece of writing or a lecture. So if you follow these tips, you'll be that much more likely to write a successful summary. So if you want practice with summaries, follow the link at the end of this video.
Welcome to Oslo, the city of Munk, the Nobel Peace Prize, and real Viking ships. To see more and save time and money on your trip, get the Oslo Pass. Here's how it works. The pass includes free public transport, free admission to museums and sites, and a lot of great discounts on sightseeing, restaurants, and more. Like this, a sightseeing cruise on the Oslo Fjord. Now hop on the tram. All included in your Oslo Pass, along with the city's metro, buses and ferries. We're here, the beautiful Vigeland Sculpture Park. Let's check out the Vigeland Museum as well. With the Oslo Pass, you'll get in for free, both here and at 30 other fascinating museums around the city. Oh, someone's hungry. Luckily, the Oslo Pass gives you discounts on a range of restaurants. Sounds good, right? Here's how you get it. visit any of our sales points across the city, or simply download the Oslo Pass app and buy directly on your phone. You choose the duration that suits your stay, and children and seniors get discounts. See more, pay less, with the most convenient and affordable way to experience Oslo. Find out more on visitoslo.com. Welcome to Oslo, the city of Munch, the Nobel Peace Prize, and real Viking ships. To see more and save time and money on your trip, get the Oslo Pass. Here's how it works. The pass includes free public transport, free admission to museums and sites, and a lot of great discounts on sightseeing, restaurants, and more. Like this, a sightseeing cruise on the Oslo Fjord. Now hop on the tram. All included in your Oslo Pass, along with the city's metro, buses and ferries. We're here, the beautiful Vigeland Sculpture Park. Let's check out the Vigeland Museum as well. With the Oslo Pass, you'll get in for free, both here and at 30 other fascinating museums around the city. Oh, someone's hungry. Luckily, the Oslo Pass gives you discounts on a range of restaurants. Sounds good, right? Here's how you get it. Visit any of our sales points across the city, or simply download the Oslo Pass app and buy directly on your phone. You choose the duration that suits your stay, and children and seniors get discounts. See more, pay less, with the most convenient and affordable way to experience Oslo. Find out more on visitoslo.com. Welcome to Oslo, the city of Munch, the Nobel Peace Prize, and real Viking ships. To see more and save time and money on your trip, get the Oslo Pass. Here's how it works. The pass includes free public transport, free admission to museums and sites, and a lot of great discounts on sightseeing, restaurants, and more. Like this, a sightseeing cruise on the Oslo Fjord. Now hop on the tram. All included in your Oslo Pass, along with the city's metro, buses and ferries. We're here, the beautiful Vigeland Sculpture Park. Let's check out the Vigeland Museum as well. With the Oslo Pass, you'll get in for free, both here and at 30 other fascinating museums around the city. Oh, someone's hungry. Luckily, the Oslo Pass gives you discounts on a range of restaurants. Sounds good, right? Here's how you get it. Visit any of our sales points across the city, or simply download the Oslo Pass app and buy directly on your phone. You choose the duration that suits your stay, and children and seniors get discounts. See more, pay less, with the most convenient and affordable way to experience Oslo. Find out more on visitoslo.com.